the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It's not a matter of a long face and somberness. It's a matter when we're attacked, we can apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Covenant people, claim it, walk in it, not to the flesh, but in the spirit. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Get a copy of the book signed in his blood, $12. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. We'll be back with you tomorrow, Lord willing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, why don't you bring us up to date? What's going on in the world of finance, certainly in America, throughout the world, from your point of view?
Oh, where do we start? Where do we start? I mean, certainly, I think we have to start at home. I think there's problems all over the world, in Europe and in many other places. Of course, situations are arising. There are hot spots everywhere in the world. But bringing it back home, we continue to be reassured that everything is getting fine. But I think, folks, I think one of the important things is our cost. I don't know how much longer they'll be able to deny the inflation that we have in this country. We have beef prices that are at all-time highs, ground beef, $3.55 a pound. Round steak is supposed to be the cheapest. That's even, you know, up over... $3, $4, $5. So prices, and it's not only, and you know, that is due to a lot of the drought that we see, and the drought in California. California is a huge, they produce so many of our groceries, fruits, vegetables, milk, all come from California. A very large part come from California. And with all the drought that California is having, is affecting that. So our food prices are going to rise. And once you realize what affects the pricing, and prices never go down. They might go down a few cents, but certainly to no degree that they rise. Just like we see in our gasoline prices. Gasoline prices, they're not going back down. Oil's not going to go back down. And it's just like taxes. Once they start taxing us, our taxes don't go down. So they're not going to go away. So it's going to become very difficult for so many of the families out there. And again, it's another sign of what is happening that it affects each and every one of us.
Well, I certainly concur. And basically what people don't understand is that the government is lying to us about everything. They're telling us things are really getting better, that certainly the economy is picking up, and that's why they will be able to cut back on quantitative easing. And, well, it's not back to normal, but things are improving, and it's only a matter of time. And yet, of course, I talk to people, certainly all across America, who have ministries like ours, who sell products on on the radio, and they all tell me that it's a disaster, that their sales are down. It's not just one or two. It's everybody. And suddenly, certain of the ministries are just having to go out of business, having to get off the radio. And the radios, programs are having difficulty. Radio stations are having difficulty. Everybody is having difficulty financially because, of course, the economy is contracting. And yet prices are going up. And this is happening in America. It's happening all across the world. You cannot continue spending money you don't have. Almost 35 cents out of every dollar the United States government spends has to be borrowed. We've increased the national debt almost $7 trillion since Obama came into office. It'll be $10 trillion when he leaves office, over $10 trillion in the national debt. Ladies and gentlemen, the debt was only $10.7 trillion when he came into office. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy it economically? And I believe that's exactly what they're doing. I don't think that the people who are behind this are stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. If you got a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
While the storm... Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com.
They're being required maybe to keep 5-7% of their assets on a deposit, and then they can lend out all the rest of it. We're talking about 93%, 94%, 95% of their assets. And of course, if somebody defaults on the loan, for instance, Detroit is going to default on his pension bonds, and another couple of foreign banks are holding that, and they're going to get back maybe 30 cents on the dollar. Well, the question, why would they worry about that? why they can just simply create more money out of nothing. That's how the banking system works. It's the greatest fraud of all time, as far as I'm concerned. But I think we're coming to the end of the road for that. And when that happens, the whole economic system is coming down. And only those who have tangible assets are going to survive what I feel is the imminent collapse of our monetary system. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question for Melody Cederstrom from Discounts Gold or Silver. Melody, how would you comment on my remarks?
Absolutely. I mean, we look to Detroit, and it just surprises me when people get hurt, and it just doesn't seem to matter anymore. But it's just not here. I mean, when we have a debt that can no longer be paid, these cities, the states, many of them are having financial problems. Their pension plan, the health care, all of these are going to be reined in. Checks aren't going to be cut. Your pension plans are going to be cut. Perhaps it won't look the same as Cyprus. Maybe it won't be as shocking as Cyprus. I think we'll eventually see what's that in our banks. But people are hurt, people on fixed income, plans for retirement. If people really believe they're going to get the money that is sitting there, trillions and trillions of dollars that the government has access to, they're sadly mistaken. And certainly there was a group of people that was fortunate enough that was able to walk away with their pensions and live a great retirement, and that's great. But things were not quite as bad then as they are today. And we've seen they create these bubbles, and then people just get pile in, put all their money into it, and then they break the bubbles, and trillions of dollars are lost. But the banks, governments, they're all protected. They get bailed out. Large corporations, they get bailed out. It's just people, and they're there. They make the money. They put it into their system. And then they get to lose a large part of it. And, they bring back the markets. I mean, look how many people lost when the stock market went down to 6,000. And they brought it back. The Dow is over 16,000. People have a sigh of relief. Many people out there now feel like, it won't happen again. And if it does happen again, the government will bring it back. And it's the conditioning of the people. And just think that everything will be fine and there are no consequences, and not getting prepared for that day of reckoning that's coming, that I believe is right around the corner. It's sad. And the people, those in control, the elite, government, they win.
Well, I think that people really have to look into history. I remember that we had our initial dropout in the economy in 1929, and then the economy sort of came back and was recovering. And then, of course, we had the second drop in 1933. What people do not understand is that the only thing that got us out of that recession the second time was World War II. And basically that, and certainly destruction of the value of our currency. They destroyed 50% of the value of the currency, raising the price of gold from $20 an ounce to $35 an ounce. And then, of course, taking away from the American citizens the right to own gold. But the most devastating thing was, certainly as far as our country was concerned, was that the war was inevitable. World War II was totally contrived. Those of you who listen to our programs will remember, as we pointed out repeatedly, that it was American corporations and banks that were actually financing the Nazis, and they financed the building of the weapons. They financed certainly the building of the book of the Stuka dive bomber. I think that was built by IT&T. And basically, of course, we created the best enemy money could buy so we could have a war. And that was how you got out of that terrible, terrible depression. But the average American has never heard that. He honestly believes, of course, we went to war because the Nazis were evil. And the Nazis were evil. But we were financing, as certainly, very, very powerful people. I'm talking about General Motors, General Electric, IBM, AT&T, Exxon. We can go down the list of about 100 major corporations financing the Nazis. And if you doubt that, we even have a letter we got from, I found among Colonel House's papers at Yale University from Ambassador Dodd asking why 100 American corporations were over there in Germany financing and building the weapons for the Nazis. That is in 1936 he wrote the letter. But basically, of course, it should be so obvious, but the average American is never told these things. And of course, we carry that forward to what's going on today. Why, of course, we're pouring massive amounts of money into the world terrorist movement. Who is funding the terrorists in Syria? We are. Who is funding the terrorists who are killing the Christians and burning the Christian cities in Syria? Why, we are. And the average American really doesn't care. As long as certainly we have baseball and football and they get the Social Security check. But I really fear that one day God's judgment is going to come on America. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question on finance or really for anything, for Melody, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I am very concerned that World War III is imminent. How it's going to play out, I'm not certain, but I know it's coming. Go right ahead, Melody.
Well, it certainly is, and we do talk about all the hot spots that are around the world. And, you know, the situation, you know, is it going to be, you know, with Russia? Is it going to be, I was surprised. I didn't realize, I understood that Europe got about 25% of their energy from Russia, but I really didn't realize that Germany received 50% of their energy from Russia. They have over 6,000 corporations in Russia. So, I mean, they're really not going to put too many strong sanctions against Russia to have that disruption. As Germany is the only country in the Eurozone that is doing anything. So certainly this is just, you know, I'm not quite sure, you know, all the you know, sanctions, it's, you know, I don't think it's really going to do much, but you never know what one small little fire can certainly escalate into any type of major war. And we don't have the money. We don't have the money to really finance any major wars. Certainly, we're a fiat currency. They can just print, or they can, you know, put the war off books like they did the Iraq War. You know, they don't put it on the budget, so you know they just print money and finance it. But certainly, this country, when we're so broke as we are, really restricts what we can do.
And I see now that Greece, they sell as well. But what Greece is going to get their economy going again, they're going to issue bonds, and people buy the bonds, that'll flood money into Greece, and then they can get the economy going again. But where will Greece ever get the money to pay back the bonds? I think that people really don't understand that basically if you buy a bond now, you have no guarantee you're ever going to get that money paid back again. We saw what happened, of course, to the people who had their money on deposit in Corsica. They simply just kept it. If you had over $100,000, why, of course, they just kept it. The people who had the bonds in Corsica on the banks over there, why, they simply just confiscated the money. And where is the outcry? Well, there is none. And they focus our attention on other things, certainly on the baseball and on the football and on the basketball. But we don't talk about what's happening, certainly, with the major financial system in the world, which I believe is on the brink of collapse. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I've been watching this for a long, long time. And I'm amazed that they've been able to keep this phony system, a monetary system that has nothing behind it. Governments can turn out as much money as they want to. China can print as much money as it wants to. And then, of course, they can convert it into dollars and they can come over here and buy up our corporations and buy up our property. And that's just what they're doing. They're doing this all throughout the world. And China is buying up suddenly a couple of trillion dollars here, I mean a couple of billion dollars here for a business, a couple of billion dollars there. And the average individual never asks, you know, where is this all going to end? Well, as long as you can buy things of value with worthless money, China would be foolish not to do what they're doing. What are your thoughts?
Well, I agree, and it's really sad because the way people are conditioned to think that you know, it's wonderful that they're in here buying up things. They just don't even see what can happen next. And certainly it's very dangerous, and they don't understand. I mean, China is still a communist nation. And it's just like nothing even, there isn't anything that matters anymore. And it is truly disturbing. And they can, they're giving handshakes with our politicians. The politicians are selling out, our bits and lands of this country. And along with it goes our rights and liberties.
Amen to that. Well, do you have a question or comment? Do you agree? Do you disagree? I mean, I think that this is all going to end up in a major war. I don't know. It's not a matter of if, but when. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us. 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And if you're out there in the audience, you have a question or comment for Melody, don't be bashful. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But Melody, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, and Sydney, why they should get in touch with you and what they should be doing now to protect themselves and their family in the difficult times that I believe lie ahead.
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And they can visit our website at DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins, coins.com, dgscoins.com. And they can sign up for a little weekly newsletter, and along they can listen to our radio program that we broadcast live at 4 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday. And, you know, we talk about high prices, and I think here at Discount Gold and Silver, you'll find some of the lowest prices in the industry. I continue to do my own comparisons to make sure we're very competitive, and certainly purchasing gold and silver online anymore is folks get do their comparisons, and that's where I do my comparisons. My prices are always lower as long as you're comparing apples to apples. And so oftentimes some of those websites online are very confusing, and they just go to the lowest price, and they don't take quality and quantity into consideration, and perhaps dates of a particular item. And so those are all very important and could affect the pricing. So Discount Gold and Silver, we have some of the lowest prices available. We have fast shipping. If it takes 5-6 weeks, and they admit that it takes 5-6 weeks, I wouldn't purchase anything. It shouldn't take that long. Once in a while, you can have a delay in Silver Eagle, but in everything else, product is available at this point in time, and certainly no long delays. So we ship immediately on cleared funds. So and service. We're always here. We're very private with what we do, with our orders, with our trades. And so we encourage folks to give us a call. And, you know, we'll help people make an informed decision on their purchasing of gold and silver. When they walk away with their order, they will know what they have, what to expect in the future. And they'll be able to take their gold and silver and put it away safely.
All right. Now, basically, what's the difference between purchasing gold and silver, and what should you be purchasing and why? And remember, if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But what's the difference between the gold and the silver? Which one should people be buying, and why should they be buying it?
Folks need to buy what's suitable for them, and a good indicator is their budget and what their future plans are. I believe you buy gold, you follow the fundamentals. You buy gold as a preservation of your wealth. You buy silver as, again, you speculate on the bigger increases that can happen in silver because of the smaller price. Smaller price, you're going to have a bigger percentage of increase, and for bartering and spending and future usage. So I usually will recommend 80% gold in a portfolio and 20% silver. That doesn't mean it can't be adjusted. As the price of silver rises, when silver was around $40 and $50, I was suggesting 50-50 because, you know, at that higher price, you're getting less silver, so you want to increase that your holdings of silver. People say, well, you don't like silver. I love silver. I think silver is very important in a portfolio. Just because I suggest 80-20 doesn't mean I do not like silver. And again, it comes back to how much you're looking to put into the market. Folks of substantial means, 20% of silver is plenty. But yet, if you have a smaller buyer, someone on a smaller budget, they might want to have all silver. Seasoned buyers. I have seasoned buyers who have 100% in silver. But they know what they're doing. They have the funds, and that's the way they choose to go. So it really depends, and that's what we try to help people here, is to sort of decide how they need to hold, how much they should have, 80. But as a rule of thumb, in a beginner, 80% gold, 20% silver, 80% of gold is your savings account, and silver is your checking account.
And basically, of course, you recommend that people diversify in whatever they get, whether it's gold or silver, but they not get all of one type of one another. Is that right?
That's true. I mean, you want to build your foundation. It's just like building a home. You build your foundation, and then as you grow and expand, then you can diversify. You want to keep things that are in your portfolio that are recognizable and acceptable.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Ladies and gentlemen, begin making preparations for the difficult times that are coming.
Hi, this is products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, 1-800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188. Now, that's Melody's telephone number if you want to reach her. If you'd like to call in here at the studio and you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Melody, how did you ever get involved in the selling gold and silver?
We were a mom and pop shop. We started, through my marriage, in which I began to sell gold and silver so many years ago.
Okay, fine. So basically, you've been doing it for how many years now?
It's almost 20 years. And it's funny because so many of my competitors, those who are involved in the gold and silver business, they all say that they started collecting coins when they were kids. And I did too. I can remember the books or the pennies and the dimes that we all collected. That was something very popular when we were young. I know the Boy Scouts, they have a badge of for coins and so forth, but I don't think you see the same practice today as we experienced when we were children. And I hate to say in the year, but in the 50s and prior to that, 50s, 60s maybe. But it's a lost art, and money, and that's just a sign that our money isn't worth anything anymore. And the children today are right on to computers. They experience their parents using credit cards. Very few actually use cash, and so the young people today, they really don't know what money is. As long as it spends, as long as they can buy something, it's okay. So it's it's a process. But I too collected coins when I was a kid.
Well, I think that people have to understand that right now, of course, we have a wonderful utopian society. We certainly have the most luxurious society, and we live very well, and almost half of the American people are getting a check from the government. And that is exactly what our founding fathers feared, because they knew that certainly a government that can provide for the people must be able to control the people, and especially now. But of course, government doesn't even have the money it's lending out, it's simply borrowing it. It keeps borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, and that's not so bad, as long as certainly you have very, very low interest rates. But what happens when the interest rates go up and you can't afford the interest rates, and then you have to borrow more money simply to pay the interest on the money that you've already borrowed? And there's no instance in all history. This is not the first time this has happened. It's happened repeatedly. And that's what the founding fathers of America feared, because they knew that the people would support a corrupt government, didn't matter how corrupt it was, as long as it was giving them things. And the government is giving us all of these wonderful, wonderful things today. But of course, the time this whole thing is only temporary, this whole house of cards is coming down. And if you're not prepared for it, ladies and gentlemen, why you're going to be, I think most people are going to lose their pensions. I think they're going to lose their annuity. Social Security cannot continue putting out money it doesn't have. There is no Social Security fund. They're having to use the money that's coming in, and there's not enough money coming in to put the money that's going out, so they're having to borrow part of the money they're giving away on Social Security. And the same is true with Medicare. We're giving money to other countries throughout the world, $40 to $50 billion. Where is the money coming from? We're having to borrow it. How long can this continue? It can't. It's not a matter of if, but when the house of cards comes down. Well, we'd like to know what you think out there. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Melody, I know you're talking to people every day because you just have conversations with a lot of people calling in. What impression do you get from the people that you talk to, a cross-section of America?
I think the people that I talk to have an inkling of what's going on, and they just don't know what to do. You know, they're scared, and they understand that they see the little things in the economy. Maybe they're affected by it one way or another. Maybe their husband or their wife has been laid off. They see the food costs rising and other prices rise. So they know what's going on, and they don't know what to do. They just don't, and they're so – with the Internet is wonderful. You can learn a lot. You can track down stories. You can find and you can find information that can help you find the truth. But yet also it can become very confusing, because there's always conflicting information when it comes to direction as what people should take. When it comes to gold and silver, there's a ton of writers, newsletter writers, and there's articles that are published and websites for gold and silver, and they all talk about all the right reasons why people need gold and silver. But then when it comes down to what to purchase, that's where people get confused and they don't know what to do, so they do nothing. And they keep their money in paper, they continue the same path that they're on, and that's the worst thing that they can do. I spoke with a woman at length yesterday, and you know, and that was the problem she was having. You know, she brought up all these newsletter writers and websites, and I was able to show her that, well, this is why they're saying you should do this and do this. They're trying to get you to sell one, get you to buy one thing or another. And usually that's what happens. They have an agenda to their own portfolio that they want to promote a particular product. So all the reasons to buy are correct, but then when it gets to what should people do, it gets confusing for them.
I certainly agree with you. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you read the things that Jimmy Rogers, other reliable and very wealthy people say, they will tell you that we're on the edge of a major financial collapse, and even Warren Buffett will readily admit that. But right now, let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durand, Michigan. And again, if you're out there across America, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Bruce, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I'd ask Melody about smaller denomination gold bullion. When I was getting my income tax returns back in the 90s, basically, early years of Bush and all the years of Clinton, I would get a gold ounce once a year with my income tax return. They were only like $300 to $400 an ounce then. I got a bunch of different ones. I got some Isle of Man, Pandas, Maple Leafs, plus the Liberties here from America. I heard a guy last week who said that if we go off the dollar as the reserve currency, he thought there'd be a stopgap measure first, some kind of special, what do they call it, special drawing right papers issued by the IMF or something like that. But then eventually within 2 years after the dollar left the was no longer the reserve currency, within 2 years, gold would be $9,000 or $10,000 an ounce. And I was thinking, what do I do with that? You know, that's carrying $9,000 or $10,000 around per ounce. Aren't there any gold dimes? Or I've got a couple thousand I was saving to buy some more silver. But maybe if they have gold dimes or gold quarters in bullion, are there such things?
No, I mean, the smallest, you can get like a tenth, you can get some smaller pieces than that. And I mean, there's a lot of people that are selling grams, and I'm not a fan of buying by the gram. Usually people will pay too much, and again, it loses its recognizability and acceptability. You put a little chip of gold in one hand and a small coin in the other, and what do you think most people will choose? So I don't think the gram is, I wouldn't want it. Who knows what it is?
No.
And the weight. So you do want to stay with coins. You do want to stay with with something that's going to be recognized and accepted. And this is why you do have silver. But if gold goes to $9,000 and $10,000, all things are relative. So that means prices are probably much higher also for the things that you're going to be purchasing. And I don't think you're going to be going to the grocery store to be buying a product with your gold coin. I think 90% silver is a wonderful thing to purchase. You'll always want to sell it for the content, for the silver content, the 90% silver. But in a rare situation, in an extreme emergency, you could actually spend it at the store. That's why I think 90% silver is so important to own for those small purchases. I believe when this thing comes down, I think it will happen very quick. I don't believe it's going to last for years, the major impact. I think it will be quick. It will be fast. And I've spoken to people who lived through countries that had their currency revalued, and they said they know it's going to happen here in the States, and they expect it to take about 6 months because of the size and the problems that we have, and perhaps a year is what he's anticipating. but he doesn't think it's going to be dragged out for years, and I don't either.
Well, there's such a great discrepancy in the – there used to be the old 16-to-1 rule, I think it was called, or 15-to-1 gold to silver price, but it's such an extreme difference now that I could see if you had a couple of gold ounces, you could buy a house or buy a car with it. And if you had a handful of 90% silver quarters or dimes, you could buy groceries, fill up your tank of gas. But what if you wanted to buy like a new TV or a lawnmower or something? Don't they make like a quarter gold or a dime gold?
I think when we're going through difficult times like that, very few people will be buying TVs and so forth. I mean, it's going to be severe and we're going to be impacted and our lives are going to change.
Particularly,
if this is going to be a World War III going on.
Well, Bruce, there are 1/10 ounce silver coins. There are 1/4 ounce silver coins. There are 1/2 ounce silver, gold coins.
There are 1/10 ounce
gold coins. There are 1/4 ounce gold coins, 1/2 ounce gold coins, and the 1 ounce gold coins. But this is how you store your wealth. I mean, basically, right now, of course, a gold coin is worth about $1,300, and basically, you can't go out and spend that on something.
Yeah.
Something you want, something that would be a few dollars at the most, and that way you could exchange it for whether it be toilet paper, something you needed. So I think that this is the Melody's point, that you want silver for trade, you want gold to store your wealth. I think that's an excellent idea.
So like if the wolf is at the door, a banker or the government or something, and with armed sheriffs or something, they say you owe us $10,000 in tax, you can hand them your gold coin, but if you just got to go down to get groceries or gas, you use your silver. Is that so? You're keeping the gold as your major wealth. Like instead of a big bank account, you got gold out, and instead of a wallet with the cash in it, you have some silver, 90% silver coins in your pocket.
It was always looked at as gold is going to preserve your purchasing power. It was always said you're not going to get wealthy holding gold. What makes you wealthy is your ability to purchase things. When we go through the a deflationary period, you'll be able to buy land. You'll be able to buy things on pennies or dimes on the dollar, and you'll be using your gold to increase your holdings, your investments, your wealth. That's where you become wealthy. And people don't understand the importance of protecting your purchasing power. I have people calling me with substantial amounts of money that they have in the stock market, and they're looking to buy a little bit of bartering material. That won't do it. You have to protect your wealth. You have to protect your purchasing power, because those who do will have opportunities in the future. It's like people are planning like it's just going to end tomorrow. It could. It might. But you have to plan past that. And are you going to be positioned to do something to take advantage of what might come our way to where we can increase our wealth? Now, some folks, some folks will just be, preserving and having materials to purchase, and that's okay. But there's different, again, it's the suitability of each person. And that's why gold and silver is so important. And that's why I put gold as your savings account. It will be there to take advantage of things, investments that will come our way, that we can sell our gold and purchase things. And silver, too. Silver will be there for local bartering. Get to know your farmers. Get to know your dairymen. Get to know, your produce people in your area, your egg people, so you can go to them and make purchases from them. And if you can use silver coins, you'll probably get to the first of the line. It might be the only way they will sell anything. So if you're diversified, then you will be protected to the best of anyone.
All right. So let's say we have a Weimar Germany situation here in 2 years. What should be I've heard it before, but I'd like to hear it again. What should be the proportion of, if I want to maintain a middle class lifestyle, let's just say a $50,000 a year income or a wage kind of lifestyle, just that, $50,000 a year lifestyle, lower middle class. How much, what proportion should be gold, what proportion should be silver?
And my rule
is we go into a Weimar Germany situation in 2 years or less.
Well, I mean, I'm going to stick to my rule of thumb: 80% gold, 20% silver. I'm not a I'm not a financial planner. I can't. But again, if you look to the fundamentals and you buy on the fundamentals, you buy the fundamentals for gold, you buy the fundamentals for silver. And if you stay with that plan, whether it's 50,000, 100,000, or 2,000, you should be okay. During the Weimar Republic, what held the wealth? Collectibles. So that's, you can look at it many different ways. I think we're going through a period of time in the future here in this country. We've never experienced it before. Sure, we can look at history. We can take various parts and we can relate to it and understand what happens when you have a fiat currency, what happens when you have hyperinflation, that it does happen, what happens when governments confiscate gold in 33, what happens when you have wars and how it all affects. Sure, we have to look to history. That's how we know where we're going, where we're headed. But yet still, we're not really sure of when this is going to happen, which I think will be soon.
Melody, before we're going to a break, I want your telephone number out again, your telephone number and your website.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com. DGFcoins.com.
And of course, Melody supports Radio Liberty, and I will tell you, she's been with us 9 years or more, and suddenly she is a reliable individual. We're really happy to and proud to have her as an advertiser with us. And basically, we've never had any complaints at all. Hang on there, Bruce. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Talk. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan wrapping up the program. Melody's just giving us a final thought. Go right ahead, Melody.
But the key thing is you really do need to things are not getting better. You need to make decisions. They're tough decisions. You're going against the stream. You're going against mainstream, and it's difficult to make those decisions. But really, I can't see anything else. And if anybody would like to have me look at their portfolios or help them make their gold and silver purchases, they can give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
That's 1-800-375-4188. Bye-bye, Melody. God bless. We'll talk
Thank
to you
Dr.
again.
Stan.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind all of you out there across America, across the world, listening to us, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon you to help us maintain our networks of stations. And Sunday Melody does provide. We have a few advertisers. But in fact, if you have a product you would like to advertise and can afford it, well, I would love to have you as an advertiser, if it's a legitimate product, that is. I have actually had to turn down people because I wasn't certain that their products were legitimate. But if you have something that's a legitimate product and you'd like to advertise with us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will certainly go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, www.RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our news, watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day. You can read our newsletters. We have a new section up there on the web. We mentioned it. And if you're using that, just drop me an email. Let me know if you like it. It's called News Around the Net. It's up at the top of the page, right below the blue banners there. And you simply click. And you can pull down all sorts of interesting articles, articles that I think are interesting, that will help you understand what's going on and prepare for the very uncertain times that lie ahead. Because you see, when the nation turns against God, God turns against that nation and terrible things happen. And I really tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. And so basically, I give serious consideration to telling others about our program. And if you're in a position to help us financially, why, we ask you to call us at 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, and I know that many of our long-term listeners are having increasing financial problems, if you're not in a position to help financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we truly are on the front lines of a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And I don't know how many of you heard the program this afternoon, the second program, 4 o'clock, 4 to 5, Pacific Coast time, with Dr. Catherine Albrecht. But it was an outstanding program. Of course, Catherine's a good friend, but she's also a dedicated Christian who really lives her faith. And basically, of course, she simply talked about what is going on from a spiritual point of view. We have a lot of people out there giving a very excellent overview of what's happening politically out of the demonic forces, but they do not stress the fact that behind those demonic forces are supernatural forces. This is not imaginary. It is real. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. We live in a material world, but there is a mystical world. We live in a visible world, but there is an invisible world out there. And there truly is a supernatural force that's described in the Bible. That is not imaginary, it's very real. And we certainly can either sit back and do nothing, or we can do everything we can to try to bring as many people as we can into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So once again, as we said earlier, please pray for America. Pray for our leaders, pray for our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to our
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who is a Jewish investigative reporter who was over in Israel for 30 years reporting the truth about what was going on over there, but as he exposed the abject corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government, there were threats on his life, and he was forced to come to America, which is why we have him on a regular basis. Although he does write articles, they are widely read over in Israel. And, of course, tonight we're going to be talking about what I believe is the source of modern-day anti-Semitism, and that is the fact that there really is a small group within the Jewish faith who are really not Jewish at all. And they may have Jewish names, they may have Jewish genes, but they hate Judaism. They certainly are working behind the scenes for a different goal and purpose, and the average individual doesn't understand. Now, these people work very closely with people, certainly, who profess to be Christians but are not, who profess to be Catholics but are not. This small little group I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. People call them the invisible government, the power elite. Call them what you will. But the Jewish leaders of this certainly play an important part. And so that is a background, Barry. You pick up the story, and if you disagree with anything I said, why pick it up?
Nah, I don't disagree. Now, I'm not going to do this. This may be the last time I talk about this because it's really, really bothering me. I've got my own problems, but this labor Zionist Nazi collaboration, or if we want to call it the transfer agreement, that's the proof of it all. Look, last night, a couple of your producers I consider my closest allies and readers, and they're Herman and Ari. Ari phoned last night, and we started talking. I told him, I said, this bothers me more than anything else because I know it's true. And what's happening is that the Jews, and, well, they're, we'll talk about how many Jews were lost to this, well, the Holocaust. The religious in Israel may have, right now, they're slowly but surely taking over the country, but they've got blinders on. And what I'm trying to do is wake people up to stop another Holocaust. If they don't take their blinders off, I failed. It's that simple.
Well, Barry, what sort of response are you getting to these articles that you're writing over in Israel among the general Jewish population? Are they repudiating it? Are they attacking you? Or are they beginning to see the truth of what you're saying?
Oh, there's no attacking this. We'll dive into it. Unfortunately, it's just so part of Jewish history that the labor Zionists cut a deal with the Nazis, and the victims were the Jews of Europe.
And that's one of the hardest things to imagine, that there were people who professed to be Jewish, and but their loyalty was not to Judaism, but they were labor Zionists, and they wanted to establish the state of Palestine. So they were willing to go along with the Nazis, make things horrible in Europe, to drive the people there, the Jews of Europe, to be willing to go to Palestine. That's what it was all about.
It was the transfer agreement.
They wanted to transfer these people from Europe to Palestine. Only a small number went, and the rest, so many of the rest, simply perished. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barry Samish. And we were talking about the transfer agreement. And basically, it's based upon a book written by a man named Eugene Black.
He was a Edwin Black.
Edwin Black, I see.
But it's not based on that book. It's based on the transfer agreement.
All right, fine. Will you explain to our listeners what the transfer agreement is?
Now, with Edwin Black.
Why it's so vitally important, and why it was really so detrimental to the Jewish people?
Well, again, what bothered me about Brander, for one, is that he keeps citing the opposition to labor Zionism as a force of evil. And he uses the murder of Chaim Arlozorov, who was the Israeli, if you want to call it, the labor Zionist negotiator of the transfer agreement. He was murdered in 1933. The Irgun, the Herutz, they were blamed, they were kicked out of the Jewish agency. In effect, became the ruling parliament of the Jews.
Well, now, Barry, explain to our listeners out there what the transfer agreement is and why it was so horrible.
All right, I'm going to quote me, and then I'll dive into why it was so horrible. All right, this is from my writing. I believe this is from my book, Save Israel. Quote, in 1932, there were three branches of Zionism, Labor, Herut, and the Orthodox. In the same year, over 250 organizations represented the Jews of Germany. That year, the labor Zionists presented a deal to the Nazis. By 1934, would see the Herut and the Orthodox removed from the Zionist shadow government of Palestine. and reduce the number of organizations representing German Jews legally in Germany to one, Labor Zionism. The deal was the transfer agreement. The Labor Zionists promised the Nazis to end worldwide sanctions and boycotts against their regime in return for making life impossible for German Jews, forcing them to emigrate to Palestine. Heyrut got wind of this atrociously immoral agreement and fought a tooth and nail to nip the revolt in the bud. The labor negotiator of the agreement, Chaim Arlozorov, was murdered in Tel Aviv, and Heyrut was blamed for just long enough to provide an excuse to remove them from power. All right, that's what I wrote. The background, let's dive into what it was. Look, the real problem is that, well, basically, I could say the anti-Semites, but there's a very misguided deduction when you read about the transfer agreement that all Jews were working for their, well, soon-to-be murderers. Actually, I wrote about this as well. I wrote, those who have read Perfidy by Ben Hecht know that Rudolf Kastner was the Jewish agency employee sent to Hungary to, quote, save Jews. Working hand-in-hand with Adolf Eichmann, Kastner saved 3,000 friends and family and aided the Nazis in the extermination of 400,000 more. He dressed up like a Nazi and went to the death camps. It's a god-awful story. Now, here is from Eichmann's words, and this is where Ari said, it's like he didn't know, but he didn't. Here are Eichmann's words, and Ari said, you know, he confirmed the transfer agreement? Like, big shock. Apparently it was. Apparently, well, I, in this article, quoted Eichmann from Life magazine. He was interviewed in Life magazine in 1960, two articles. All right, quote, in 1955, hiding in Argentina, Eichmann discussed Palestine and Kastner on tape. After his capture in 1960, Life magazine published excerpts. He was on a kibbutz. I'll go into that shortly. Eichmann was in Palestine being hosted by the labor Zionists, went to a kibbutz, but that's for later. I'll get to that. Let me the quote from Light magazine. Here's what he saw. I saw enough to be very impressed by the way that Jewish columnists were building up their land. I admired their desperate will to live, the more so since I myself was an idealist. In the years that followed, I often said to Jews with whom I had dealings that had I been a Jew, I would have been a fanatical Zionist. I could have not imagined being anything else.
No, this is Adolf Eichmann. Adolf Eichmann said, and basically, of course, he supported this this move to force the Jews to go to Palestine. Go right ahead.
I don't know if he knew what he was supporting, but he, at the time he was buddies with the labor Zionists in Palestine. All right, I'll end the quote. In fact, I would have been the most ardent Zionist imaginable. That's the article. I believe it was the front of Life magazine. Eichmann tells his own damning story, November 28, 1960. Now, there's a second part to this. He wrote another article. It got published the 5th of December, 1960, in Life magazine. He described Kastner as a fanatical Zionist. He agreed to help keep the Jews from resisting deportation and even keep order in the death camps if I would close my eyes and let a few hundred or a few thousand young Jews emigrate illegally to Palestine. That's the transfer agreement. We'll dive into it more, but that was the transfer agreement. And the British had to have been cooperating. They ran the borders to Palestine. So if there was some agreement with the British, there had to have been. But let's go on with the quote. It was a good bargain for keeping order in the camps. The price of 15 or 20,000 Jews, in the end, there may have been more, was not too high for me. And because Kastner rendered us a great service by helping keep the deportation camps, you know, like Auschwitz, by the way, peaceful, I would let his groups escape. That was the deal between labor Zionism and the Nazis. And the cost to the European Jews, 6 million. Look, Eichmann was, this quote, these two quotes explained why Eichmann was the only Nazi ever convicted in an Israeli court.
Well, but I think the reason that there weren't more was because the Jews had some sort of agreement, certainly with Nelson Rockefeller and others, that basically if they would simply suddenly not try to track down the rest of the Nazi war criminals, that, of course, countries of South America would vote in the United Nations for the Palestinians.
Maybe. Right. That's interesting. That's an interesting off possibility.
Right. Well, basically, John Loftus covers this very, very well and very clearly in his books and in my interviews with him. And basically, this is what the thing is.
He's wrong, of course.
The Jews should certainly have tried to track down the rest of the Nazi war criminals. They didn't. Why didn't they try to track them down?
It's a good theory, but I maintain he's wrong. But I'm not going to dive into it. All right. It's a good theory. And I don't hold it against you. But the fact is, no Nazis were ever convicted in Israel. None.
Why? Why was that?
Well, I don't want to dive into it, but I think there were deals worldwide to save Nazism. And now we've got to dive into Operation Paperclip.
I think you're absolutely right. There were deals to save Nazism. Oh, great. Let tell us about Operation Paperclip.
We're going to get lost.
Okay, go ahead.
Look, this subject, and don't get me wrong, I'm not disputing you. I'm just saying this was raw evil, and it was deeper. It sounds good. You let the Nazis into South America, and we'll make sure they vote for Israel. It sounds good, but honest to goodness, there was so much more. But I'm not going to dive into it. The fact is that the peace-loving labor Zionists, remember, they're the ones who brought Israel the suicidal Oslo Accord with the PLO. They were up to the same tricks that murdered the useless religious and right-wing Jews in the 40s. Nothing has changed. It's the same awful game. But there exists a school of proud Jews that won't let them get away with it. And frankly, we're trying to save us. We know that Israel's going to be the next Holocaust. We know that if we steer the wrong people the wrong way, the next Holocaust is just waiting to happen. And read my book, Shabbat Steel, Labor Zionism, the Holocaust. For one, that you get at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. Write in my name, Chamish, Chamish. The book is Shabbat Steel, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. It's a good one. Go to my website, barrychamish.com. I think it will guide you there. But there's my longtime friend and mentor, Rabbi Marvin Antelman's To Eliminate the Opiate. Shall I complete them when the music ends?
You go ahead. I'll tell you when you have to cut off. Go right ahead.
Well, you've got Perfidy by Ben Hecht, the classic, and Edwin Black's The Transfer Agreement. Not to mention, you've got one by David Livingston, Black Care, White Soldier, that dives pretty accurately into the transfer agreement and Sabbateanism. There's a side that is being covered. And by proud Jews, I may be the only non-religious among the lot.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Yeah,
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Oh, I hear the music.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, and Barry Samish, and I go right ahead, Barry.
All right, I'm going to tell you what the Germans remember. Only labor Zionism can do anything in Nazi Germany. All right.
Now, they're talking about 1934, 1935.
Well, it goes a lot farther than that.
But that's what
it starts then. You're right. It starts then. All right. It goes all the way to 1941. Look, I'm going to quote, do you have to know this? Oh, you do. Gustav Kreuniacker. He is the head of the Hitachtuch Ole Germani, the German Immigrants Association, and he's the editor of the oldest European Zionist newspaper. in short, here's what he backs this thing to the hilt. But he realizes that this has just caused new criticism of the German Zionist organization. What he writes in his newspaper, Jüdische Rundschau, the Zionist organ, quote, the Zionist organ in Berlin has long been criticized for its overtures to the Nazi regime. It has been suspected that these overtures were made merely to prevent any persecution of labor Zionism in Germany. Whether this suspicion is correct or not is not of importance. The important thing is that the Nazi government takes the Zionist overtures quite seriously, especially since the barter agreements were recently concluded between Palestine and Germany. And then he, oh my goodness, then he goes on to explain how transfer works. He writes that a Jew owning a house may exchange its value for the same house in Palestine. This is the only method of transferring property and is the sole possibility when transfer of assets is about to be closed off and everyone knows it. This is the only way out. And here's what he writes. This is where Ha'avara, that transfer, steps in. It is the intermediary which takes Jewish funds paid over in Germany and purchases for cash the merchandise for needs in Palestine. Wonderful, wonderful. That's my comment. In short, here's more quotes. Under these circumstances, there is no sacrifice of honor in securing an agreement between Nazi Germany and Jewish institutions whereby opportunities would be created for transferring capital for large-scale immigration and enabling a practical and speedy liquidation of the Jewish problem in Germany. He's working with the Nazis to put an end to the Jewish problem in Germany. And his conclusion is, the choice lies within our grasp. Destruction in Germany and hard abnegation for Palestine. That is what they call honor or redemption from Germany and a flourishing Jewish homeland. The national treachery of which we are being accused. Imagine we cut a deal with the Nazis where if you, you have only one Jewish organization left in Nazi Germany. All the rest have been arrested, sent to camps, whatever. And if you go to the labor Zionist camps, you can be trained and you can get your money out. But when you get to Palestine, you have to buy German goods with your money. That's the rule. So you have to buy German. There's no way out. The transfer agreement means that the Jews took money from Germany to Palestine to be used for German imports. There, I just gave you the transfer agreement explained by both the Nazis and by the labor Zionists.
And of course, if you were Jewish and you were in Germany, you couldn't get to any other country. So the England, the United States countries throughout the world were closed. The only place you could go was Palestine. You had two choices, stay in Germany and be killed or go to Palestine. And a certain number of the Jews did go, not as many as they planned. An awful lot stayed behind and certainly lost their lives as a result of it. But this was actually done and coordinated by the labor Zionist Jews. And of course, to their discredit, why they were responsible really for the Holocaust, it never would have occurred had it not been their agreement with the Nazis. This is part of history you will never hear elsewhere. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish.
Oh,
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish, and he's simply talking about this planned program. Certainly, when it became obvious that there was going to be a violent anti-Semitism in Germany, why many of the Jews tried to escape, and there were ships that actually went to the United States, and they went to England, they went to Venezuela, and they went to other countries. But the order was out, do not allow the Jews to land. Do not allow them to stay. Send them back to Europe, and that's the only way we're going to get the Jews to be willing to go to Palestine.
Well, they didn't know that.
No, they didn't, but that was what it was really all about. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, look, that was happening on one coast back in Germany. Well, let's just do a few readings from the late 30s. Once again, this George Carescu, we spoke about him, we quoted him backing the transfer agreement and all its wonders and blessings. Here is a little report about him. He became the Jew who made Hitlerism his new Jewish nationalist faith. He openly declared in Goebbels and Griffith, that's the Nuremberg Laws. He openly declared they were a blessing to the Jews. Oh, it gets so much worse. Here's what he writes, why it's so difficult for his organization to run itself. Because, well, it was morally disturbing to seem to be considered as the favorite children of the Nazi government. particularly when it dissolved the anti-Zionist youth groups. Dissolved meant sent to camps, and seemed in other ways to prefer the Zionists. The Zionists demanded a more Zionist behavior of the Jews. This kind of wacko thinking was going on by such, they weren't even 1% of the Jewish population before 1933. Now they took it over. Now I'm going to tell you how they took it over, and finally we have some time. And I have a little deeper, no, gosh. Look, David Israeli, he did a paper for Bar-Ilan University. It was called The Palestinian Problem in German Politics. It doesn't matter. Here's what he wrote. The Zionists were always more eager to extend their relationship than the Nazis. It was therefore the Haganah, the military arm of the Jewish agency. And recall, I already spoke about them arresting the Reich and sending them through the British to Africa in the late 40s. Back to the Haganah. It obtained permission to negotiate directly with the SS. A Haganah agent, Fivel Polkus, arrived in Berlin on February 26, 1937, and was assigned Adolf Eichmann as his negotiating partner. Remember, Eichmann held in the palm of his hands the lives of 500,000 Jews in Hungary, and Fivel Polkus was his buddy in 1937. How this was found out was really difficult for David Israeli because, quote, I asked what he knew of Polkus. The Haganah Archives refuses to let me see this file. That was Joel Gelber of the, another researcher. Without boring with names, let me just say the above mentioned Jew, Fivel Polkus, is an active figure in the Jewish intelligence service. In 1937, between February 26th and the 2nd of March 1937, Polkus went to Germany and offered his services to the SS on behalf of the Jewish agency, on behalf of labor Zionism. I'll give the quote. A plan in coordination with the Gestapo was formulated to enlist Polkus as a steady source of information for the security services. He stated that he is ready to serve Germany and supply information. Oh, this gets me so, so, so upset. In the end, I'm gonna jump and just say that for the work of contacting him, we especially suggest SS group leader Adolf Eichmann of Department 11-112, who was in charge of the previous discussions with Polkus in Berlin and was invited by the latter to visit the Jewish colonies in Palestine as his guest. Now, folks, you have to understand, Eichmann, he wasn't a strict anti-Semite. He went to Palestine, was very impressed. He was wined and dined by the labor Zionists. The ships started returning from North America, and a plan was hatched where the seed stock of the new Jewish nation, it would not be a religious Jewish nation. It would be based on something known as Sabbataneism. you can call it secular Judaism. In fact, it believed that everything in the Torah was wrong. All right. I'm not diving into this. The fact is a very different Jewish state was about to be formed. And those Jews, those stubborn Jews who were religious and went to synagogue and, well, they were going to die. And, and Polkus knew it, and Kastner knew it, and all the Jewish agency knew it, and the head of the Jewish agency appointed by the British was Chaim Weizmann. In 1935, he stated, in the upcoming Holocaust, he said Holocaust, Shoah, not many Jews will survive, perhaps only 2 million, but they will be the strong, and they will be good for Eretz Israel, they'll be good for Palestine.
And Chris, but there weren't too many who survived. That's the difficulty. Before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get in touch with you, how they can certainly listen to your radio program, and how they can get to your PayPal button. How can people get in touch with you? And then I want to get right back to this, because this is the very crux of this. They knew what was going on. They worked with the Nazis to facilitate the Holocaust, to drive Jews to go to Palestine. Go right ahead.
Facilitators, I'm not going to go that far. I don't know what I'm going to do, quite frankly. I can't live with a story. It's just so rotten. All right. And I'm plugging myself for. All right. I did discover, do you want to read my book on this subject? It's called Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. 8 of 9 of my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You write in my name, Chamish, Chamish. And in this case, just write in Labor Zionism. It'll get you to my book. The ninth book, my newest one, is called The Stinger, Not the Stung. It's not on the same list. I'm no technocrat, and I don't know what to do about it. But you just write in Chamish, Chamish, The Stinger, Not the Stung, and you'll get to it. My website is barrychamish.com. And, you know, thanks to this show, one listener offered me his services. I wrote him back and I said, yes, yes, but I haven't heard from him since.
Somebody who's going to build a website for you, is that
not
right?
Not build, just...
just take it over, okay? Go ahead.
Well, just teach me a few things and I'll take it over, I suppose. But the fact remains, if anyone can help, barrychamish.com is the website. The PayPal button, I believe, still works. And I reward anyone who supports this. Believe me when I say the establishment are not supporting the fact that the establishment of Israel was on these Jews who were given shovels and marched into open fields and told to dig their own graves, and then they were shot in them. That was the beginning of the Holocaust. Later on, it became more industrialized, where they were stripped naked in front of their neighbors and their children and pushed into showers where they were gassed to death. All of this, listen, when I say this, the founders of Israel knew it was coming. They knew it. And it's heartbreaking to me, just heartbreaking. If you want to donate to keeping me alive, PayPal, there's a PayPal button there, and you tell me who you are, and I'll say thank you in my way. All right, now let's go back to the story. You see, the story is eating at me too much. It really is, and I can't get it out of my head. Look at the way they were thinking while this was going on. Look, On October 2nd, 1937, the liner Romania arrived in Haifa with two, quote, journalists aboard, Herbert Hagen and his junior colleague Adolf Eichmann. They met Fivel Polkus, who showed them Haifa from Mount Carmel and took them to visit a kibbutz. Oh, they were just having the greatest time. And then these Zionists. All right, I'm going to just quote. This is from the Jewish Frontier, labor Zionist newspaper from 1942. The fashion for Zionist speakers, including this writer, is to declare from his platform that, to quote, be a good Zionist, one must first be an anti-Semite. One can sense this attitude, and then you go into the heroes of the intellectual heroes of modern Israel. In some of Pinsker's writings, there's a great deal of it in Sirkin and in Borokhov. These are legends. And in the two main theoreticians of the labor Zionist movement, A.D. Gordon and, well, oh, this is so bothersome to me. He liked the idea that Jews would be atoned for their sins by manual labor. And I.H. Brenner, my goodness, he's probably related to Lenny. Oh, it doesn't matter. He indulged in masochistic self-flagellation. To this day, labor Zionist circles are under the influence of the idea that the return to Zionism involves a process of purification from our economic uncleanliness. Whosoever does not engage in so-called, quote, productive manual labor is believed to be a sinner against Israel and against mankind. Look, just try and imagine that thinking took over what was a very, very intelligent and intellectual people. We weren't all the filthy banksters that the labor Zionists struck in our mind, but it got worse. Propaganda minister Josef Goebbels struck a medal in Germany for this wonderful tete-a-tete. Well, he sent his reps, Eichmann, to Palestine, and they came back with glowing reports. So Goebbels had a medal struck. On one side was the swastika, on the other side, the Star of David. And then this George Koreski, well, he persuaded the Nazis to allow only the state Zionists, in other words, the labor Zionists, the right to wear uniforms indoors. So while the Jews were getting ready for slaughter, and while many were in camps and were dying, and while the Kristallnacht was burning Jewish places of business to the ground, the labor Zionists got to wear their Nazi their uniforms in Nazi Germany, wearing a medal struck by Goebbels with a swastika on one side and the Jewish star on the other. There was a reality going on in Germany and in Palestine. There was a two-way relationship that the new Israel would be, the seed stock would be German Jews. And whoever was strong enough to survive the upcoming Holocaust.
And do you think that the average Jew in Israel today has any idea of the story you're telling?
You know, the average Jew, his grandfather knew this was happening, okay? Leave it at that. It's been struck from the history so effectively. Look, to the average Jew, David Ben-Gurion was a great national leader, a great inspiration, and Chaim Weizmann was a great inspiration, and Golda Meir, and Shimon Peres, the current president of Israel, is struck from the same cloth. Look, as I told Ari, I'm very grateful that I do have smart people like your producers, well, who understand what I'm getting at. I am having a lot of trouble living with it right now. It's too real and it's too ghastly. And it's too mortal to my family.
Well, the difficulty is it's so hard for people to believe that anything could be this evil, but it really is evil, and it's the story that we think is so important.
If there was no Israel, there probably wouldn't have been a Holocaust. The founding of Israel was an utter insult to the Jews.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish, but we're seeing the fulfillment, certainly, of this ancient idea that once again the Jews would return to the Holy Land. They have. Why, said they? Well, that's another question, but the Jews are back in the Holy Land, and we'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you've enjoyed this series of talks by Barry Shamish, giving you an entirely different history than you're ever going to learn in the contemporary schools. Barry, I'll give you 1 minute to wrap up the program, then we'll let you go.
Oh, you're not letting me go. I'm glad I had the opportunity. It's kind of purging. Look, you get my book, Shabbat Zvi, Zionism and the Holocaust, at www.lulu.com, lulu.com. Write in my name, Shamish, Chamish. You'll get to all 9 of my books. And my website is barryshamish.com. Folks, I think it's about time that we all took our blinders off. This history that I've just told you wasn't invented by me. There are a lot of people with a lot of books who know it, but we've been smothered and wiped out of the common consciousness. I think it's time we became the common consciousness.
Amen to that. Barry Shemesh, bye-bye. God bless. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Our guest I do to you.
Bye-bye. Our guest has been Barry Shemesh. And basically, Barry has a lot of information you're not going to get elsewhere, which is why we have Barry on the program, because he's going to give you the background of the origin of Sydney of Israel. How did this all come about? Well, it was brought about by people who hated Jews, who wanted a different type of a Jewish race. But then, of course, remember that it was prophesied 2,000 years ago that Israel would be reconstituted as a nation. What other nation in the world has ever been reconstituted? None of them. And I do believe we are living in prophetic times. We're told certainly there's going to be some terrible times coming. After the flood, of course, God promised humanity that he would never again destroy the world by flood. Next time it would be by fire. Ladies and gentlemen, 4,400 years ago, who could have imagined how you could have destroyed the world by fire, but you can today. I believe we're living in prophetic times. We hope you'll certainly want to continue listening to Radio Liberty and listen to some of our programs on prophecy. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there, if you're in a position to support Radio Liberty, will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to maintain our network of stations all across America. And Sydney, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. We are not paid for what we do. We have certainly been called, I believe, to try to bring this information out so that at least some people will be able to understand what is unfolding. And, of course, if you understand, you have a grasp of this. And we are going to actually make a 4-CD set on this. Certainly, it's called Antisemitism, The Untold Story. Antisemitism, The Untold Story. Why these will be available through Radio Liberty. And you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you do want to order the Antisemitism, The Untold Story, you'll have to just call in and tell the girls that it's going to be done up. We're working on it at the present time, and we'll get it to you as soon as it's available. If you'd like to know about how Hitler escaped, we do have that wonderful book by Jerome Corsi, Hunting Hitler. And then we have the 4-CD set, Did Hitler Escape? You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out across America, because it is so difficult for the average American to believe that this sort of thing could really happen. That, of course, Adolf Hitler was allowed to escape because the leaders of the Allied force, and I'm talking about Winston Churchill, I'm talking about after Roosevelt's death and Harry Truman, so many of them were deeply involved in the occult. Most of them were Masons or involved in this movement one way or the other. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Once again, the telephone number to call, 1-800-544-8927. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you. Stand beside
Oh,